The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, blindness, stroke or even death can result from receiving aesthetic treatments from unqualified practitioners. Doctors are warning. This is following a huge surge of illegal dermal fillers being seized here over the past 5 years. And joining me now is Isabel Haugh, dermatologist with Dermatology and Aesthetics Clinic. Good evening to you, Isabel. The issue with illegal dermal fillers, there's a few things going on, isn't there? That sometimes the quality of the products are not necessarily what people would want injected into the somewhere as important as their face, but also the people injecting them, they're simply not qualified to do so.
Yeah, and there's been a huge explosion in demand for dermal fillers over the last few years. And I think really the main issue here is that the regulation just has not yet caught up. Because these, you know, can be incredibly dangerous in the wrong hands. And as you mentioned, you know, particularly if they get into the arteries, which are the blood vessels that supply the tissues with oxygen, they can have detrimental results. So if they knock off supply to the tissue, they can cause tissue necrosis or death, which can result in ulcering, or if they go to the eyes, blindness, the brain, stroke, or even death.
Okay, that's ferocious in terms of risk. Do you think people have any idea when they, I mean, I suspect that people, everyone would love to see a consultant dermatologist and have the best standard of care. I think that's probably true. But what tempts people to go elsewhere is clearly the issue of cost. So if somebody's offering cheapo fillers, that's what lures people in. Do you think that they have any idea of the real risks involved?
I think some people do not. I think social media has really normalized the use of dermal fillers. And I think in some people's minds, it's equivalent to just a regular beauty treatment. But really, these are not beauty treatments. These are medical procedures. And just to put it into context, I trained as a dermatologist in the US and we spent years like learning facial anatomy, you know, the science behind the fillers, the properties, because there's a huge array of fillers available, injection techniques, really importantly, how to recognize complications immediately and how to treat them. And I actually had to train, supervised and take formal examinations for many years before I was allowed to or able to practice independently doing fillers. So that can kind of place how serious these things are and how risky they are. But I think you're exactly right. Sometimes it's cost for sure. And then other times it's just a lack of awareness.
Okay. And just on that note about, you know, the risks, but you're trained to act. If you do get your fillers from a qualified doctor, you know, in a appropriate setting and all that kind of stuff, those risks, are they completely eliminated? The risk of necrosis, the risk of blindness and all of that, or are they just minimized?
The risks are minimized, but I would say that if they're very quickly identified, that the vast majority of time with most filler types, they can be dissolved. And you can be protected from the sequelae of having one of the arteries blocked. So that is one of the big things. Like, you know, titles are one thing, but really you want to make sure that the person that's injecting knows how to handle the complications and has the ability to handle them and access to everything that they need.
And Isabel, what kind of people are seeing out there doing this on the black market? Is it mainly beauticians, people like that, or who's doing this?
There is a huge spectrum and a lot of it is underground, if that makes sense. So we don't really know until the complications come to the fore. But there's a whole array of beauticians. There are some people. A common story is that somebody advertises in social media, flies in from another country for the weekend, rents a hotel room or something like that, and then they kind of disappear. So when people subsequently have complications, they don't have access to the records, they don't know what's been injected into their faces, and of course they can't find the person who did it. So that in particular is a really dangerous situation.
And just on that, those nasty complications that can arise, tissue necrosis where the skin goes black and leaves scars and ulcers, blindness, stroke. If somebody has had filler injected and is starting to have complications of some type or other that they're unhappy with and maybe obviously can't go back to wherever they got them done, where should they go? If you're someone who has done this and now you're faces going peculiar in some manner or form, where should people go? Do they go to their ED or what do they do?
I mean, at that stage, I guess they're looking at going to their emergency room, you know.
Okay, and so that's the advice. Is there much that can be done for somebody after the fact if filler has been injected into an artery has moved?
Yeah, it really depends on the stage of the evolution, because if you think about it, it's like a pipe and it's supplying nutrients and food. So the longer that pipe is blocked and the longer the deficiency has been there, the more damage.
All right, so exactly. move quickly rather than slowly on success.
Yeah, and for most of these things, you know, for example, when I'm injecting filler, you know, we check first to all the anatomy and I check to make sure that I'm not an artery, and then we watch very carefully. With a trained eye, you can recognize these things instantly. So they are manageable, but you're exactly right. It's a time issue.
Okay, so very lastly, your advice to people, I presume, is be sensible about this. What if something looks too good to be true in terms of price? It probably is.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's really important to say as well that the filler itself really isn't an issue. You know, in the right hands, you can get really beautiful results. And, you know, when it's performed properly and it really boosts people's confidence, it makes them feel great. But it should be done by somebody who's trained. And in terms of red flags for some place that maybe isn't so trustworthy, number one is price, definitely. Number two is location. If you're going to a hotel room or a laundrette or, you know, that's also a big, big red flag. And then I would say, lastly, look into the person, you know, who's performing your filler. You know, what training do they have? Ask, what product are they planning to use? Ask them, do they have a protocol in place in their clinic? Are their staff trained to recognize and deal with complications? Because it's scary how many clinics aren't. So those would be the big questions that I would ask.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Dr. Isabel Hoare, their dermatologist with Dermatology and Aesthetics Clinic.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.